We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hola, happy viewers. Hola means greetings in Portuguese, a language spoken by around 240 million people in Portugal, Brazil, and a number of other countries throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. African, Telstar 10K, U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on Sietsat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siet Kumba, in Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Irtenet City, Channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swat Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himon Cable TV. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Hinti Province, Channel 23 on San Board Company. In Sanshun City in Dorongolf Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Vilitel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín, and Santa Elanita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera. Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, channel 41 on Telelunidos and channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguare, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Spain donates €7.3 million for Lebanon's solar street light plan. In Veg News, Cape Town, South Africa's city council proposes a weekly day of eating more plant-based meals. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 30th, is the birthday of Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo, born in 1951 in San Pedro del Paraná. In office since 2008, His Excellency is committed to taking action to mitigate global warming, and he attended the People's World Conference on Climate Change and Mother Earth's Rights held in Bolivia in April 2010. President Lugo has also worked to improve social programs for the disadvantaged and institute land reform in Paraguay. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency President Fernando Lugo, for your dedication to protect our world and enhance the lives of the gentle citizens of your nation. May you have a very happy birthday with God's blessings.
Fly-in news. Thousands flee volcano eruptions in Guatemala and Ecuador. On Friday, May 28th, an eruption of Ecuador's Tungurahua volcano, located 130 kilometers southeast of Quito, spewed ash and dust that forced the evacuation of at least 7 villages. The volcanic action also prompted the closure of public schools and Guayaquil Airport. Elsewhere in Latin America, the Pacaya volcano in Guatemala had begun erupting lava, rocks, and debris earlier in the week on Wednesday, taking at least 3 lives, including that of television reporter Anibal Arquilla, who was covering the event. Located 30 kilometers south of the capital, Guatemala City, the eruption covered southern parts of the city with up to 75 millimeters of ash, forcing at least 1,700 nearby residents to flee their homes, including 600 taking refuge in temporary shelters. Meanwhile, the La Aurora International Airport closed as President Alvaro Colom declared a 15-day state of emergency, with officials advising residents to stay in their homes. We appreciate the precautionary measures taken by President Alvaro Colom and other Guatemalan and Ecuadorian officials. With our sympathies for the loss of Anibal Arquilla and other precious lives, we pray that such hazardous conditions may soon subside as our gentler lifestyles help to ensure planetary balance.
Expressing her prayers and sorrowful condolences, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $1,000 to help the bereaved family of reporter Anibal Arquilla.
Fires raged through Quebec, Canada. Over 1,300 people on a Wemitachi Native reservation were forced to evacuate their homes overnight, as over 60 fires have damaged 38,000 hectares of forests in eastern Canada's Quebec, just north of Montreal. Four Canadian provinces, as well as seven U.S. states, have sent hundreds of firefighters, airplanes, and water-bearing helicopters to help contain the blazes, many of which were ignited by lightning in exceedingly dry conditions of record-setting heat and winds. The Red Cross is helping to relocate people and provide shelter, with fortunately no fatalities or injuries reported thus far. Our gratefulness, Red Cross, Quebec government, and the combined firefighting efforts of brave U.S. and Canadian personnel during this fire emergency. We pray for the continued protection of the area's residents, and that such hazardous events subside as we strive for more benevolent stewardship of our cherished earth.
France offers nutritional aid to Sahel. A food crisis in Sahel, the east-west region of the African continent that separates the Sahara Desert to the north and the wooded Sudanian savanna to the south, has prompted the government of France to donate over 6 million euros in food assistance. The aid will help ease malnutrition and vulnerability due to increased food prices and reduced crop yields for nearly 8 million people in Niger, 2 million in Chad, and others in Mauritania, Burkina Faso, and Togo. Providence bless France for your caring help in bringing comfort and sustenance to the people in the Sahelian region. Through our kinder actions toward each other and the planet, may we restore balance and bring security and stability in Sahel and all parts of the world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Zimbabwean government grants new licenses to newspapers. The country's recently established Zimbabwe Media Commission has announced the award of operational licenses to three new daily news publications, in addition to the state-run paper The Herald. Commission Chairman Godfrey Majonga stated that applications were accepted for The Daily News, which is being published for the first time since 2003, as well as Newsday and the weekly Financial Gazette, which will now be launched as a daily newspaper. The decision follows efforts of the unity government to support greater freedom of the press, along with a pledge from Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai that foreign journalists can work permanently in the country. South Africa-based media publisher and Newsday owner Trevor Nkube said, "This is very exciting and it's a huge time for Zimbabweans as an opportunity for change. Our respectful appreciation, Zimbabwean government, and bravo all new publications for these media advancements. May your collaborative efforts help bring the gentle-hearted Zimbabwean people abundant good news of stability, prosperity, and peace across the land."
Foodborne illnesses cost billions. Recent estimates by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, place the bacterial infections of Salmonella and E. coli at over $3 billion U.S. dollars annually in the United States alone, along with the irreplaceable cost of 500 human lives each year. Salmonella and E. coli are primarily found in animal products such as beef, chicken, and eggs, with the disease being transmitted to humans because the animals themselves are sick before being slaughtered. The meat is thus often contaminated with fecal material containing infectious germs.
In cases where these foodborne pathogens are spread by plants, such as spinach, alfalfa sprouts, or other fruits or vegetables, the source of the infections is water that has gone onto the plants after being contaminated by manure from livestock. While the USDA puts the cost estimate at more than $3 billion, the Produce Safety Project, a non-profit group working from Georgetown University for mandatory safety standards, has estimated a cost of more than $15 billion, which includes calculations for expenses related to functional disabilities such as nursing home care or special education.
We are saddened by the heavy toll of suffering caused by the animal-borne bacteria of Salmonella and E. coli. May the valued work of such scientific bodies as those at Georgetown University and the U.S. Department of Agriculture awaken humanity more and more to the life-saving and humane benefits of plant-based fare.
Mobile Loving Hut spreads vegan delight. A Loving Hut snack car has recently begun bringing delicious plant-based fare to the residents of Incheon City, South Korea. The bright yellow mobile cafe can be seen each day as it makes its way through the parks and hills of South Korea's third largest metropolis. Parents and children have been especially thrilled upon tasting the fresh, nutritious vegan burgers and sandwiches available at affordable prices and even sampled for free.
우리 애들 키우는 데는 이것이 진짜 우리 애들한테 좋은 것이 아닌가 이런 생각이 듭니다.
콩으로 만든 그 햄이 맛있었어요.
맛있어요.
The concept of Loving Hut itself, the fast-growing international vegan enterprise, came from Supreme Master Ching Hai's wish to make it easier for everyone to access the exciting vitality and kinder alternative of a veg lifestyle. Customers who also receive SOS and alternative living flyers discover even more reasons to enjoy their snack.
채식으로 해서 칼로리도 많지 않아서 되게 좋고
신선한 맛. 그게
뭐 채식을 하는 것도 좋고 뭐 자동차 아니고 자전거 타면서도 그러는 게 지구온난화 예방하는 게 좋다고 하는데
엄청 맛있었어요.
앞으로도 채식 햄버거 먹을게요. 앞으로 우리 친구들에게 많이 알려주고 싶어요.
Way to go, Loving Hut Mobile Cafe in Incheon, South Korea. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Ching Hai's steady support of the Loving Hut concept so that we can look forward to the joyful, planet-saving veg trend to get rolling in every neighborhood.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
Sunshine and VIP stars come out for the historic Chelsea Flower Show. This year's annual Royal Horticultural Society-sponsored exhibit, which dates back to 1862 and is considered the world's most prestigious garden show, was held from May 25th to 29th in the traditional venue of Royal Hospital Chelsea in London, United Kingdom. Nearly 160,000 people purchased tickets to the sold-out five-day event, with attendance by such notables as Britain's former Beatle, Sir Ringo Starr, renowned physicist Dr. Stephen Hawking, and none other than Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, who has visited the Chelsea Flower Show nearly every year since her coronation.
Among the winners of this year's so-called Gardening Oscars were the Daily Telegraph Garden by Andy Sturgeon, honored with Gold and Best Show Garden for the second consecutive year in a memorable combination of exotic and domestic plants. Green and Black's Rainforest Garden won gold as the first to be planted by the Pygmy Indigenous Women from Cameroon, designed to raise environmental awareness. Finally, the Global Stone Bee Friendly Plants Garden was awarded a Silver Flora Medal for its creation of an urban space for bee-friendly plantings and to bring attention to the dire state of the world's bee populations.
A big round of applause, all winners, participants, and organizers of the Chelsea Flower Show. May we always be reminded of the preciousness of nature's gifts in the glorious creations that abound and beautify our world.
Save our planet. Olax or Vietnam wetlands endangered by climate change. At a recent forum about global warming effects on biodiversity, Dr. Huang Nia Sun, director of the Institute of Tropical Biology of Olac, warned of the threats facing the nation's mangrove forests. With salt water already encroaching and sea levels expected to rise at least 1 meter by the end of this century, more than 8 national parks and 11 nature reserves would be flooded, destroying many species of plant and animals. At the same forum, Dr. Le Un Tuan of Kunta University's Natural Resources and Environment Department emphasized that other effects of climate change, such as rising temperatures, irregular rainfall, and increasingly extreme weather, is also negatively affecting wetland biodiversity. Many thanks, Dr. Le Un Tuan, Dr. Huang Nia Sun, and all associates for your voiced concern about this urgent situation. Let us act now in treading more lightly on the planet so that the beautiful flora and fauna of Olac and the world may continue to flourish.
In a July 2009 interview published in the Irish Sunday Independent, Supreme Master Ching Hai, as on previous occasions, likewise spoke of the critical need for action to preserve life in the Mekong Delta and the world.
We can find examples in many places. You know, those low-lying countries with major river deltas, upon which millions of people depend to survive. They are seeing eroded coastline already, dramatically. Imagine, it's us, it's our house. You wake up and you have no home anymore, or you'll be even maybe drowned in the river. You know, nobody even knows. Nobody even cares. Salt water has also been invading farmlands in Egypt's Nile River Delta, where 32 million people reside, and in Vietnam's Mekong River Delta, home to at least 18 million. These tragic examples are just a few of the many on our planet and illustrate the urgent need to halt the effects of global warming, with the quickest way being to adopt vegan organic diet, which is so simple and easy, as we have mentioned many times.
Save our planet. International scientists announce top 10 new species. In efforts to draw attention to the importance of biodiversity, a committee of international scientists have compiled a list of top 10 new species described in 2009, which includes a unique freshwater minnow, a 2-inch mushroom named Small Favor, an edible yam with 5 lobes, and a flat-faced psychedelic frogfish, among others. The 10 species have been selected from Africa, Indonesia, Madagascar, Myanmar, New Zealand, the Philippines, Thailand, US, and Uruguay.
Quentin Wheeler, director of the International Institute for Species Exploration, said, "Most people do not realize just how incomplete our knowledge of Earth's species is. We are surrounded by such an exuberance of species diversity that we too often take it for granted.
Our earnest appreciation, International Institute for Species Exploration, and all scientists involved in the discovery of these unique life forms. Blessed be our world in appreciation of the myriad natural creations that grace our Earth.
Save our planet. Persistent rain combined with excessive runoff from degraded barren hillsides has caused the salt pads of Katwe Lake in Uganda's Kasese district to become submerged, jeopardizing the livelihoods of thousands of people.
Save our planet. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev calls for improved environmental protection standards, practices, and legislation to ensure effective solutions to ecological concerns.
Save our planet. Insufficient winter snow and spring rains have caused levels of Canada's St. Lawrence River to go down, with arriving cargo ships now having to reduce their tonnage to navigate the waters.
Hello, I'm Mariko the Markhor, following a compassionate vegan diet with the tip of the day. Origami is an ancient art form of paper folding, which can be enjoyed by children and adults alike. It may also help to reduce stress and is used in physical therapy to strengthen hands. For instructions on how to make origami items, such as flying airplanes, decorative cranes, or useful containers, please check your local library or online. What a fun way to recycle paper! Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Germany, many animal protection organizations come together in Hanover, Germany, to call for caring treatment of our Earth and our fellow co-inhabitants. Approximately 400 individuals participated in the gathering with the motto, "Raise your voice against the deforestation of rainforests, factory farming, whaling, slaughter of dolphins, animal testing, and the fur industry." Groups involved included Doctors Against Animal Experiments, Four Paws, Friends of Animals, and more. Our association members from Germany gave out SOS flyers and hosted a booth in which vital information about climate change was freely available. Affordable plant-based food was served from the Loving Hut restaurant, a global fast food chain inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving vision of providing delicious fare to the increasing number of people adopting the animal-free diet.
Ich möchte gerne wissen, was hat dich motiviert, dass du gehandelt hast?
Mein Herz. Ich liebe Tiere über alles. Ich kann diese Leiden nicht mehr sehen. Ich lebe selber vegan, weil ich die Tiere nicht ausbeute. Auch eine einzige Person kann sehr viel bewegen, wenn es daran glaubt, was es tut. Und ich glaube, eines Tages, hoffe ich, wird auch die Welt vegan werden. Wir werden nie wieder Tiere ausbeuten oder Menschen ausbeuten, töten.
We wish for the same, Miss Mira Reidiger, and our heartfelt gratitude for organizing this occasion to call for the protection of our fellow beings. Our sincere thanks, all participants, for joining this important meeting. May more quickly choose the lifestyle of kindness to ensure a serene and loving world.
In sustainable energy news, Spain donates 7.3 million euros for Lebanon's solar street light plan. The pilot project was launched in Batroum, with the funding from Spain being directed through the United Nations Development Programme. It is part of the country energy efficiency and renewable energy demonstration project for the recovery of Lebanon. Heaven bless you, Spain, for your generous support. Also, our thankfulness, Lebanon, for your green commitment. May sustainable methods coupled with the low-emissions vegan diet create a healthy ecosphere for all. Up next on Outwards News, Cape Town, South Africa City Council votes to increase plant-based fare one day a week. We're going to take a moment and pray for harmony in the world. Please stay tuned for more Worlds One News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, excellent news for a magnificent world. In good governance news, a South African city promotes less meat consumption. Cape Town City Council is calling for one red meat-free day a week to benefit residents' health and to reduce the impact of climate change. Encouraged by a presentation from the animal welfare organization, Compassion in World Farming, the council's Health Portfolio Committee adopted the proposal. Councillor James Voss, chairperson of the committee, said the group explained the cruelty involved in factory farming and how it produces a large portion of greenhouse gases. Kudos, Councillor James Voss and Cape Town City Council, for your wise decision. May the adoption of the animal-free lifestyle continue to grow for a more benevolent and long-lasting world.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating: infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Nepalese entitled The Bus.
गाडीको ढोका लगाउनु अघि ड्राइभर दाइले सोधे, सबैजना बसमा चढिसक्नुभयो? छैन, एउटा महिलाको आवाज आयो। मैले कपडा भित्र नराख्दासम्म एकछिन कुरिदिनु होला। अचम्म मान्दै बसका सबै यात्रीहरूले ती महिलालाई हेर्न ढोकातर्फ फर्के। ती महिलाले एउटा लुगा धुनको लागि कपडै कपडाले भरिएको झोला बोकेर बसमा चढ्दै रहेछन्।
And now for our viewers' hotline on Beyond Beauty, international vegan supermodel Jenny Meister on Vegetarian Elite.
I saw supermodel Jenny Meister on your program. It's great to see people with international status like her coming out supporting spirituality and Supreme Master Ching Hai's noble work in raising awareness about global warming and stopping animal cruelty. Supreme Master TV is my great source of information on many grounds. I will definitely use the information and spread it to my colleagues, friends, family, and community. I would like to humbly thank Supreme Master Ching Hai, Supreme Master TV, and supermodel Jenny Meister. Vinny from California, USA.
Virtuous Vinny, many thanks for your very warm remarks. It is surely inspiring to see an international star like beautiful Jenny Meister, our association member, who is dedicated to her vegan diet and spiritual journey. We pray many more individuals from all walks of life realize the uncountable blessings of the plant-based lifestyle. Divine grace to you and all your uplifted American Coast citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Abençoado Saúde Deus, which means God bless in Portuguese.
May the love and wisdom of heaven be your guide on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Russian Orthodox leader His Holiness Patriarch Kirill welcome visiting Greek Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople from Turkey to show their support and encourage solidarity.
As part of a heart surgery program organized by the International Islamic Relief Organization, a medical team of Saudi military and National Guard personnel perform free cardiac operations and specialist examinations in Yemen.
Beneath river silt from flooding that occurred more than 2,000 years ago in western China, archaeologists find a site dating back to the Han Dynasty that is complete with signs of active life at the time, including tiled roofs, wells lined with bricks, cart and human foot tracks, roads and trees.
Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych signs an order for humanitarian assistance to be sent to Tajikistan to help residents affected by the recent floods and mudslides.
As part of World No Tobacco Day, the United Arab Emirates launches a program to inform about the dangers of smoking and passive secondhand smoke, as certain establishments also halt the sale of cigarettes for 24 hours.
Superintendent Ron Farrell of Montebello Community Schools in Michigan, USA, volunteers for an $80,000 reduction in pay to help offset the school district's budget shortfall.
Egypt's First Lady, Suzanne Mubarak, also chairperson of Heliopolis Association, launches a national initiative of upgrading 100 schools and Fayoum Governorate, south of Cairo, to facilitate better environments for future generations.
Cyprus President Dimitris Christofias and Turkish leader Dervis Erolu meet to resume unification talks for the island.
Some 2,000 leading international scholars, sociologists, and government dignitaries participate in the 2010 UNESCO Second World Conference on Arts Education in Seoul, South Korea, to highlight the role of art in bridging cross-cultural understanding.
In Bangkok, Thailand, thousands of Thais from different religious backgrounds, such as Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, and Hindu, participate in interfaith prayers for peace and unity of the country.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.